The Roebuck Bay Caravan Park in Broome has what real estate agents like to call location. It is absolute waterfront, overlooking the bay. And the 7-hectare site, which is vested to the Shire of Broome, has been a popular and laid-back place for holidaymakers for decades. It could be about to undergo an $8.5 million transformation. A draft business plan could soon be out to the public. It was on the agenda item at the Broomshire public Broomshire meeting last night, and President Harold Tracy's with me. Hello.
G'day, Vanessa.
The draft plan talks about making the caravan park a 4 or 5 star site. What's the overall concept?
Well, we've had some, as you know, a couple of years ago, we had expressions of interest or a tender, if you like, for new proponent or prospective proponents to take over the caravan park, and during that period we had some proponents come in with different design ideas and so forth, but nothing really materialised out of that in terms of striking a lease with anybody. So we decided to just have the caravan park out on a 2-year lease while we got our ducks lined up, if you like, and try to align the caravan park lease with the Town Beach Cafe lease. So whoever would give the proponent of the caravan park the opportunity to have cafe as part of their lease or separate, but for them to work together and their master plan for the whole lot to be sort of cohesive, if you like.
And so what would the site look like in the future? I mean, 4 or 5 stars brings to mind something a bit fancy.
I think if you look at a lot of holiday parks around Australia now, particularly holiday parks in coastal regions, there's opportunities there for cabins or, you know, eco-tent-like structures as well, where families who want to come to Broome but don't want to stay in resorts, they want to stay right next to the beach, they want to experience that, but not have to stay in resorts. They can stay in a pretty casual. So when we're talking about 5-star, we're still very mindful that we want to continue to be this casual seaside township.
But still be a caravan park.
It will be a caravan park still, obviously, but there will be different levels of accommodation, particularly for young families and that, when you know, who want to come and stay in the town and experience that.
Being on the absolute waterfront also brings with it specific challenges around coastal erosion. Is that a concern?
It is a concern. Well, it's a consideration, I suppose, more than a concern, because the jury's still out in terms of rising sea levels and whatever. So we had our coastal vulnerability studies done a few years ago now, and so we're working through that in all parts of town when we talk about development. But so we're doing some more work on those, you know, the what that looks like. We're doing a lot of geotech studies along that foreshore to look at what the feasibility is in putting a seawall along there, probably right around to Demco, really, because there is erosion problems a lot there. So similar to what you would see at the moment with the Town Beach revetment wall. So we'll look through those. There's a couple of different things we'll look at and look at the risk. And if a seawall isn't what we're going to go for, well, then we may have to look at, reducing the footprint of the caravan park and retreating a little.
It could be expensive to upgrade such a big site to this new level. Any discussions about where the Shire might find the funds to do it?
The caravan park itself, the redevelopment, that'll be that part of this is what we've tried to do. It's the location obviously has its attractions. The precinct was very poor a couple of years ago in terms of the Town Beach precinct. The reason why we've gone into a 2-year lease this time is it enables us to do the work that we promised we'd do at Town Beach, and everyone can see now that it's just a magnificent precinct for people of all ages. So if I were, later on this year when the leases expire, if I was a proponent walking into that now, it's a totally different scenario to what it was a couple of years ago. Getting back to the cost, the cost would be borne by the proponent, not the Shire. So whoever comes along, that development would be the responsibility of the proponent.
And so the result of the agenda item last night, what now?
So it's been, obviously, the agenda item was passed last night, and which is very good. So that enables us now to go to the next step. So we've got some sort of basic parameters around what we would like to see, I suppose, particularly with the cafe, and that'll go out again to new consultants and what that would look like. So it's really just an endorsement of us moving forward for the rest to complete the town beach.
One of the other projects that was on the agenda item was a development proposal for an area of bushland near the runway along Cable Beach Road East, a project from Nyambaburu Yaru to build a large format retail warehouse.
Yep.
What happened to that item?
It got deferred last night purely and simply because we didn't have a quorum. So with such an important decision like that, there is a minimum amount of votes out of, you know, we've got 9 councillors. There is a minimum amount of people that we need there to be able to vote on that. And, you know, this is a very exciting project for Yaru in my eyes. And I think... you know, we revert back to town planning scheme number 6, which was way, a number of years ago. That land is always, you know, part of the native title agreement, has been Yaru's land. And this is an opportunity for them to further cement their own destiny in terms of sustainability. However, that's not a decision for me. That's a decision for the council and a decision for the State Planning Commission. So... It got deferred, and as in anything in Broome, you know, particularly something as important as this, and from a native title holder's perspective, it's really hard for a board, if you like, of 9 councillors not to be conflicted. We're all sort of, you know, there's members of Yaru on council, there's business people who are involved with Yaru, so. To be honest, I'm not quite sure. It's been deferred to the next meeting, but I'm not sure that even then that the quorum would. So we've got to investigate how we move forward on this.
Harold Tracy is with me on ABC Radio this morning. He is the president of the Shire of Broome. Harold, has there been any progress on the safe boat launching facility?
Yeah, look, this is something, whenever funding's announced for Broome, we always get the comments of, oh, yeah, great, yeah, but when are we going to get a safe boat launching facility? But... as people may or may not know, I've been working, myself and the team at Council and Yaru and other stakeholders have been working really hard behind the scenes on this project. It started a couple of years ago when the Labor government came in and they committed $1 million towards a feasibility study and a business case for a new boat launching facility in Broome. So the process of that obviously was going through the sites again, but this time we've done things differently in that we're engaging with key stakeholders before we actually publicise what it is, which means in a nutshell, we've done a lot of work with the dinosaur footprint management group. We've engaged scientists to map and survey where the most prolific, or you know, where all the dinosaur footprints are. Our first site was fantastic. We had a clearance from, you know, we had heritage clearance and so forth, but as it happened, as Murphy's Law, it was the most prolific site of dinosaur footprints along the peninsula, and when you talk about variety of footprints, it was the same. So we moved from there, but very exciting news. For the first time in decades, we have all our ducks lined up now in a location. We have approval from the from Yaru, from DOT, support of the port, a little bit more work to do with the dinosaur footprint people in terms of how, if any of the prints, it's not a real, where it's going, there are a few prints, and how we deal with them, whether we mould them and have a little bit of an interpretive area in the thing, but... So watch the space in a couple of weeks. We will have a media release and with what it's going to look like. But it's a very exciting time for Broome because this is now from dream to reality. And the first time in 30 years, we'll have something. And the government, Minister McTurnan's office, is very keen for us to complete this business plan now and for it to go in as part of the next election cycle.
And the site?
It's at Entrance Point. So pretty much where, if you go down to Entrance Point, the first boat ramp is at the moment, that's the site there where it's going to go. So we went everywhere else and ended up back there in the end. But you know, I've said from day dot, we're not going to tick 100% of the boxes for everyone on this one. It's like, it's a compromise, and it's been a really, really, you know, and I commend the leadership across the town when we talk about how we've got to this. It's been a fantastic outcome, and I'm very pleased. And one of the things I said flippantly when I became Shire President is I want to deliver this project before I die, and thankfully I haven't had to wait too long.
Harold Tracy, thanks for your time this morning.
You're welcome, Vanessa. Cheers.
Harold Tracy, the President of the Shire of Broome.